We are blessed. Love Talk Radio.
You're now on the radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. And if you just got any kind of breath in your body, just stop, raise your hands if you can, if you're not driving down the street, and just say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you speak in tongues, go on and speak in tongues. If you know how to give God his glory, because we are yet in the land of the living and we are well. It is well with us. And that don't have to be. It's just been all over the news just now that there was a bombing or explosion at the Ariana Grande concert in England. They went to a concert to hear a singer, and then they 22 people didn't know they were going to die. Be sure you're ready, because we know not the hour, nor the day, nor the moment, nor the time. That's why the words say, be ye ready. Be you ready. We don't know. Nobody knows. What day your name is on that day. Nobody knows. And so we just want to go before the Lord in prayer, thanking him. Almighty Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify, we exalt you. We humble ourselves in the humblest fashion we can. If it's on our knees, if our heart is just down on our knees. But with our knees bowed, our head bowed, and our heart lifted up towards you, God, we glorify you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. And we enter into your gates with praise and thanksgiving. We know, Father God Almighty, that thou art a consuming fire. We fear nothing but you, Lord God Almighty. We fear not what man can do. We fear not that government or anything or any human being. But we fear you, God Almighty, in reverence. We reverently fear you, God. We won't fear, because we know there is nothing greater than you. We know that there is nothing that you don't have control over, Father.
Yes,
in you we live and move and have our being. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for every soul that's on this line that could hear me, that has love in their heart for you, mighty God, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for those that think they are atheists, Muslims, or Buddhists, or Hindus, or any false religion, who don't know you, but who have a heart to seek after you. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father, for those who lift you, who like Dr. Hunter and Pastor Bev and Dr. Creflo Dollar, and all the ministers that are out there who have a burning desire to please you, God Almighty, to glorify you and to teach people how to know you, Lord. That's the most important desire we have, is want to share the love we have for you that you have put in us for you. We thank you, Lord, because you first loved us. We didn't first love you. We didn't first love you, Lord. You first loved us, and yet, while we were yet in our sins, you died for us. Oh, glory to God. That is so magnanimous, the thought that while we were yet in our sins, Christ died for the ungodly. Oh, glory. Ooh, hallelujah. That is just too much to comprehend, Abba. That is just too wonderful, too delicious, too glorious for any little finite mind to be able to understand. While I was out there whoring around, partying, doing all manner of sin, you died for me, and you had me on your mind when you did that. And then you saved me, hallelujah, and gave me eternal life. Oh, glory to your name. I thank you, Lord, because your word is love, your word is good. And let me tell y'all something. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will endure forever, forever and forever and forever. So nothing you can see, hear, or think on this planet is going to be here, but the word of God will. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for giving us of our sins. Thank you, Father, for blessing the sick and the afflicted and the homeless and the hungry and the poor and the destitute, the widows and the Israel. The peace of Jesus on Jerusalem. It say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And thank you, Father, for making us your Israel. We are the heirs and joint heirs of Abraham. And you showed him his seed to come. And now we can glorious shout, we are the seed of Abraham. Glory! Woo! Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Most High God. Thank you for mercy that is renewed every day. Every day, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for delivering my children's 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 children from their wicked ways and translating them into your kingdom, God, your precious kingdom of the beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, God Almighty, I thank you. I ask you, Father, to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable. Let all of you speak and none of me. Let me share that will quicken the Lodiyakon. Let the anointing break the yoke that is binding somebody in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Last week we was in Hebrews, and I've been studying. I want to just point out some points to you. We was in Hebrews, I think. I ain't got the notebook that I had with me last week, but I believe I was in Hebrews chapter 1. I don't think I even got out of chapter 1. However, I do want to ask you a question. Do you always want to please the Father? Do you want to have that testimony? And it's easy. It's an easy question. It's a hard answer. I did some studying. Jesus' testimony was that he always pleased the Father. I mean, that's a mighty statement. I can promise you, you can go to the mirror right now, and you can say, I know, God, that Ruth don't always please the Father. I know my shortcomings. I know my down settings. God knows my uprisings. I don't always please the Father. I desire to always please the Father. But amen. I want you to get your pens and paper out. I want to give you some scriptures and go through some of them talking about please. And if you really, really get serious about it, you can go over in your concordance and look under please. But the first scripture I want to give you is Romans chapter 12 and verse 21. This is not necessarily talking about please, but it's talking about, I thought it was very important, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And this is a way This is the direction to pleasing the Father. Now, then my next scripture is Job 23 and 12. Job chapter 23 and 12. I want you to know that, and I'm gonna even do better, 23:11 and then 12. My foot has held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined. Verse 12. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. And you know, those of us who get in the word and eat the word, you know there are sometimes this word is so good to you, it's better than any kind of food you could even think of. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him, and what his soul desired, even that he doeth. This is Job talking about the love he had for God. That was Job chapter 23 and 12. I did 11, 12, and 13. Now, here's one that I really want you to go with me to. John chapter 8, St. John chapter 8 and verse 29. Of course, we're going to be in John a lot. I mean, as you already know, me and Dr. Hunter talk about the love book. Make no mistake, Song of Solomon is about the Jesus' love for his bride. And St. John is also, St. John 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John are the love books. They should have just been called the love books, the love chapters. They ain't nothing but love. And they showing you how to love our Father, how to love our Savior, how to love. And he don't bite his tongue. He make it very plain to you. John chapter 8, verse 20, St. John chapter 8, verse 29. I could stay over here in St. John for days and days and days. But I like for you to kind of understand where I'm coming from. So I'm going to do 28. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, which he was talking about himself, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as the Father has taught me, and that's very interesting right there, you guys, the Father taught him, I speak these things. Verse 29. And he that sent me is with me, and the Father have not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Ha ha! Ha ha! Oh, glory! Oh, glory to God. Do you hear me? Do you hear? Can you say that? But that is our striving goal, you guys, that I do always those things that please him. Oh, my God. Woo-wee. That is something. That is something. We want to please the Father. And so many of us think that we got to. Oh, well, I don't want to get ahead of myself. So that was St. John 29. Then we're going to back up to, that was 8:29. We're going to back up over here to John 6:38. John 6 and verse 38. That's only one page over. 6:38. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. See, that's what Jesus is saying. He came down. And see, that's why I thought it was interesting. He came down from the Father, and yet the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, these three are one. These three are equal. But when Jesus came born of a woman, and as a baby, and he was God. He is God himself, because he couldn't send nobody else to be the perfect sacrifice. He is God. He's both God and man. But when he came in the vulnerable state of being man, his union was with the Father, and his instructions was from the Father. He was no longer all God like he is. He had submitted. The scriptures plainly teach us that he submitted himself and became obedient unto death, you know. So, however, it says he did just as the Father had taught him while he was in heaven with him. So when he came down here to earth in a baby form, the Holy Ghost is God. He impregnated Mary. There was no male seed impregnated Mary. He was impregnated. Oh, glory to God. What a genius God we serve. And it just hurts me so much when this world, they steady trying to find all kind of answers, all kind of logic that there is no God. Oh, my God. But the Bible tells us not to get so upset. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are blinded by God. One day I'm going to teach y'all on Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9 teaches you how God, I've already taught you on Ephesians chapter 1 and Colossians chapter 1 and Galatians, how that before the foundation of the world, all those that were chosen, predestinated, and elected to become the sons of God. Before, get that in mind. Don't think it's by happenstance. I can't brag or boast, Titus chapter 2. I've been chosen. I didn't choose me. I didn't choose God. He chose me and engrafted me in and made me the son of God. And I'm so glad about it. I'm ecstatic. I'm not worthy, because then if I was worthy, then I would have something to brag about or boast about. See, this is why that Titus chapter 2, you need to study Titus chapter 2. It lets you know. You can't brag. You can't boast. You can't think it's because you so good that God said, oh, I see Ruth is so good, I'm going to choose her. No. And Romans chapter 9 say, but not because of doing any good or bad. It is God who does the choosing. So I praise God. I praise God that God has chosen us who have an ear to hear and a heart that panteth after righteousness. I thank God who has opened up our understanding that we might know him in the transformation of our soul, that we have been given eternal life. We thank him. We thank him. Oh, man, I'm just getting all wound up. So I went over here to St. John chapter 6. And verse 38, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, Lord have mercy, but the will of him that sent me. And this, I'm going to do 39 too, and this is the Father's will, y'all, which has sent me. This is Jesus speaking. That of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again in the last day. Oh, glory to God. All this is red writing. This is Jesus talking before he was crucified. Before he was crucified. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could. I wish. You know the words say, that no man can come to the Father except the Father draw him. This is the word. So, you know, there's just no way you can brag. And Philippians chapter 2 say, it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do. So when even you're doing good or when you will to do good, it is God who did that. You can't brag. You can't boast. We can't pat ourselves on the chest and think just because, oh, I'm so beautiful, I'm so this, I can sing this, I can preach that, I can do, I can. None of that. None of that. It is God. He says in Romans chapter 9, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will harden whom I will harden. God is awesome. He's sovereign. He's good. And, oh, God forbid that any of us away from him. That is the, oh, there is no, I can't describe because we don't even want to entertain it. But if you are in any kind of doubt or mystery, been listening to the enemy, that old slew foot Lucifer, Satan, telling you not to serve and worship this living God, if there's by any chance that that has happened to you, by any way, I beg of you, beg God to have mercy on your soul and open up your heart so that you can serve him. God knows us better than we know ourselves. We don't know ourselves. Oh, man, I mean, my time, 30 minutes is quick. But let me give you a couple more scriptures, too. St. John chapter 4 and 34. 4 and 34. But I receive not testimony from men, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. But I'm gonna go back up to 33. Now 32. There is another that bears witness of me. Oh, let us go back up to 30. St. John chapter 4:30. I can do of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. Verse 31, St. John 4:31. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Verse 32, there is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. Verse 33, ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto me. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that you might be saved. Appreciate if somebody was with you, stay phone. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Because I only have about 6 more minutes, and we're getting all your experience. But we bind that, whatever it is, for these phones, because and this is proof every week that the devil don't want the word out there. But I thank God that the Holy Spirit is more powerful. Greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Than he that is in the world. Now the devil will try and tell you that he's more powerful, but he's just bluffing. He ain't got no power. We got the power. We've been given power. Jesus Christ, before he left, he gave us power. And we thank you, Father God, for the power. And the only requirement to get his power is believe on him, study his word, worship him, and love him, and seek his face. Seek his face. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. We thank God. Every week these folks I mess up. But let me give a couple more scriptures before we go. Before my time is up. First, this is one. First John. Who is that messing with that phone? Please mute the phone. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I bind you, Satan, in Jesus. Okay, well, I ain't got but a few more minutes, and I praise God for that. But thank 1 John 5:1. I'm going to go over here the first time. First John 5:1. Of course, we know that the book of John, like I say, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, doesn't even play at all. 1st John 5:1. It is so, the books of 1st John. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, born of God. That is a broad statement. Boy, oh boy. And everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Praise God. Glory to God. We challenge you to call in, to make comments, to make a statement, and don't get caught up in this world, because this world is going to pass away. The earth and all its elements shall burn with fervent heat. But the only thing that will last forever and beyond is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Father, God Almighty, and the Holy Spirit, and all those that he has given eternal life. We thank you. We thank God in the name of Jesus for this day. May the 22nd, Monday, 2017. We thank God for all that called in and tuned in to listen. May the God abide hearts and minds. May you ever be endeavoring to follow after Christ, because he's the only way, the only truth, the only love. He is love. There is no love outside of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank and praise him for coming and being our perfect. We thank you, and I pray to God that I have the opposite of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ next Monday. In Jesus' name, y'all be blessed. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Well, tonight is the night we just continue to give God the glory, and we praise him for what he's done for us today. Moreover, we just praise for the people today over there in England, where the incident happened. Many times, it's somewhere to be prepared. We just don't know when that's going to come. But death is, as the old man taught in the is saying to this present age, according to the evil, according to the will of the Father, God, and the Father, in whom we have glorified forever and forever. Amen. See, God wants all the glory. We ain't gonna get nothing. It belongs to Him. Why? Because He wants to say, I am that I am. And nobody else can even challenge. See, the devil tried that. He was an angel lover, and he failed. He failed. Well, nothing he could do. He failed. You know, God is so good. His mercy is good for us. One other thing I'd like to say to somebody is, listen to me. I say this to everybody that's listening to me. Please hear this. Please hear this. God is saying, He gave Himself, His whole body, all the blood that ever whipped Him. Now that ain't the blood that's coming out of His body. They nailed Him on the cross, stuck a spear in His side, put vinegar in His mouth, put thorns on His head. We're living in a time where mankind, see, there's so much wrongness going on right now. Until when we take notice of what's going on, so much that God is saying, come out of that darkness. He says, don't be entwined with all that foolishness. Somebody just, they want to be on the line, get off the line. I want to let you know, come out of that darkness. Come on and get it right. Come on and be with God. Come on. Come on, God's side. God has a place for you, but it's up to you if you want to. Do you really love Him? Do you really love Him? Because tonight, the door is wide open. It's wide open. And I would have to read Philippians. Read Philippians 2. Go with me. Philippians 1. It says these words. Being confident of the very thing that He has that begun a good work in you and will complete it on the day to the Lord. Until the day, it won't be night until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, there's been some kind of mixing up about it's going to be at night, but it says, and everyone you see is going to be in there. Being confident, confidence. We have confided our soul, our mind, our body, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Father, be blessed. That's the true confidence that we have. We're not going to be swayed by what you say. We're not going to be swayed how you act. We're not going to be swayed. We're going to stay confident. We're going to hold on to what we believe in the beginning to where we are right now. The day we start walking with Him, we're going to continue to walk with Him. We're going to ask God to give us more insight, understanding, ability to perform, until He be glorified. The enemy doesn't love us. And I want you to know that. You go and tell them I said. Those are telling because it's a war. See, it's time to tell the truth. The fivefold ministry that are led by Christ, those out there who operate in darkness, you just come and understand what Jesus said through His Son, Jesus Christ. This day, do you not know all the bodies that leave this earth for Him, they're going to be in the paradise? The people with it, that's paradise. Somebody says, a place come without you, this man can do nothing. But I want to wound the people under the people, the world, the sick people, the under the people, the son of the God, the people, the number of the world, the God. And then, Father, look for some medical people who shot them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my time is just about up. That lady coming in from Dallas.
Are you on your phone?
No. God is so good. So, one thing I will say is that God has blessed us. He's blessed us.
I don't understand what you're saying because it's wavy like. Is it, can you hear me? Can you, is it clear?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to go on then. Thank the Lord. We praise God for being here. We thank God for this new day that he has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We just praise you for life in itself, God. We thank you for giving us a chance to make sure we got it right with you. And God, help us to be that bright light shining on a hill that men will see our good work and you get the glory out of our lives. I thank and praise God just for another chance. I'm going to talk a little bit tonight about agreeing with God. In the book of Amos 1:1-3, it says, "Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquity." And on that second verse, the Lord wanted us to know that a relationship with God is not only a phenomenal privilege, it is also a great responsibility. When he put his name on us, that's a great thing when God put his name on us. It is so we can represent him in this earth, in this world. We are his representative. And so that he want us to represent him in a way so that, that's why they say, let your light shine that men may see your good work and God get the glory. He want us to be a representative of him so that people will see him in our lives. And then they would want to come and give their lives to him. They want to, so we are his ambassadors. And this is what God had intended. This is what he had intended. And when he promised Abraham in all the families, he said, in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And I'm glad to be one of the families in the earth because we just got to believe whatever God says. The third verse in Amos, it says, can two walk together unless they agree? And you know there's no way that you can walk with somebody and they don't agree with you.
Yeah.
When two people get married, they no longer is two people. They become one. And they supposed to agree with one another.
Yes.
not be pulling this way, one going this way. They got the mind. I want to do this. I want to do that. The other one want to do this and do that. But you know what? You got to come together at some point, because you will not have a marriage long if you keep that up, because it's going to wear you down, and next thing you know, there will be no marriage. And you know, sometimes our children, they play parents against one another. The child comes to the mother and say, "Mother, can I go out to play?" She said, "No, I want you to go do your homework first." And then she wait till the mother get all busy in the kitchen and get the mind off whatever, you know, off her. And then she go to dad. Dad looking at football game. "Daddy, can I go out to play?" "Yeah, he interested in his game." "Yeah, go ahead. Okay. The bitch is going to end up coming in the family, because mama said no, daddy said yes. And you know, next thing you know, there are divisions. How can two walk together except they agree? And you know what? The enemy got a way of coming in and bringing division. You know, the Bible wants us to be in unity, even in the church. And next thing you know, here come the enemy. He whispering in somebody's ear. That person starts some mess. And then next thing you know, there are division coming in the church. But God wants us to be that light that shineth on the hill. And we got to agree with God. How can we agree with God? He said, "Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In the beginning was the word was God, the word was with God. God's word is God." You know, they say that a man's word is his bond. But I'm going to tell you, if you tell me that you're going to borrow $20 from me, and I'm going to pay you back Friday, when Friday comes, don't run from me. If you don't have it, come to me. Talk to me. I can understand. A lot of times people, things get in a big mess because of misunderstanding. They are afraid that, "Well, I don't have it, and I promised her." But just talk to me. I might say you can just go ahead and have it. You know, we don't know how God want to bless us. We got to agree with God. Whatever God says, we can agree. Sometimes, you know, if he said that, if God said that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the cattle on a thousand hills belongs to him, and then we are joint heir with Jesus Christ. Don't you know that belongs to us too? If I adopt a child, I adopt my oldest grandson. That child got just as much rights to whatever I have as my own birth sons, because he's been adopted, and that gives him the same right. We've been adopted into the royal family, so we got the same rights that Jesus have. Whatever belonged to him belonged to us. And all we got to do is agree with whatever the word says. We don't have no business thinking negative. He said that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We ought to believe that thing. I can do it because God said it. And I agree. The devil might tell you, "Oh, no, that's too big for you. You can't handle that circumstance." It might look like it's too big, but if God told me I can do it, I believe I can do it. In the book of Joshua, the 14th chapter and the ninth verse, it says, the land where your foot was trodden shall be your inheritance, and your children forever. because you have wholeheartedly followed the Lord. See, God, if we follow the Lord, when we choose to follow the Lord wholeheartedly, God will bombard heaven and earth just to make sure that his promise come to pass for us. I heard him saying in the book of St. John, the 15th chapter and the 7th verse, he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask whatever you will. And he said, I'll do it. And I said, Lord, I agree. Whatever you say, I agree. When he told me that whatever I desire when I pray, believe that I have already received it, I said, Lord, I agree. The enemy came to me and kept telling me things to try to shake my faith. When I got ready to get my house, things started happening to me. I fell and split my tongue, had to go and have stitches put in my tongue. I wrecked my car. I mean, and each time the enemy would try to trip me, I told him, devil, you are a liar. Because I recognized that was him. He was trying to shake my faith in God. I had then told the church in January that the Lord was going to bless me with my house that year. And then he wanted me to look like a fool. And then don't get a house. I agreed with God's word. He told me, if I desire, believe that I have already received it, and I shall have it. I desire it, I believe it, I saw it before I saw it, and I saw it. You got to see it in the spirit realm before you see it with the natural eyes. Then God will bring it to pass. But you see, that's what you call faith. We don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Little grain of mustard seed. That's all you need, just that much. And it'll work. Because that's the only thing that's going to move God. He said, whatever. He said, whatever we tread our foot on is our inheritance. And you know what? The devil come to steal, to destroy, and he comes to kill. But he want to steal your joy. He want to make you lose out on what God got for you. But what God got for you is for you. The song said, I know without a doubt, he'll surely bring me out. Because what God got for me is for me. I don't care what nobody else have, but if God got this for me, it's mine. And I got a right to stake my claim because God, I'm in agreement with God. If God told you that all things are possible to them that believe, all you got to say, Lord, I agree. If he said you can do all things through him that will strengthen you, you can say, Lord, I agree. If he say that he's able to do abundantly above what you may think or ask, oh, God, I agree. Just think on what you want. Believe it. I agree. He told me that he'll supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, I agree. You know, we can't lean on man. We can't depend on people. I mean, it's good that you got somebody you can talk to sometime or can lend you if you need it. But God told us that we will be the head and not the tail. So I'm not going to sit back and just depend on people. It's a lot of people in this world doing that. They're sitting back and depending on other people. They're waiting on handouts. But I've always been a person that want my own. God bless the child to have his own. I prefer to have my own, because if man feel like you need them, they might let you down when you really need them. Just don't do it. But I'll tell you what, it's good to have your own. He said he'll make you the head and not the tail. He'll make you be above and not beneath. He'll bless you coming in and you're going out. He'll bless you. And we got to believe that. Just agree with God. That's all we got to do. Agree with God. So don't walk around and say, God, I don't understand. I don't have enough wisdom. He said, if any man lack of God, lack wisdom, ask God. All you got to do is ask God. He'll give it to you. He said, I'll give it to you. And I said, Lord, I agree. All we got to do is agree with God. Agree with him. Walking around, don't have no mate. Lord, I feel lonely. I see this one, that one. They look like they're doing real good. And sometimes they're not doing as good as they look. Don't let your eyes fool you. But, and you know, you want everybody to be doing good when they're married and stuff. But I'm just saying, don't be looking at other people and let that lonely feeling hit you and you swallow it up and start crying and stuff, feeling bad because you don't have nobody. But I tell you what, that ain't my situation. My husband dead for 19 years, but guess what? I'm still here and I'm still making it because it is him I put my trust in. He is my source. And I thank God. Whatever I want, I go after because I believe that God going to do it. Because I am in agreement with God. And we used to sing a song years ago. And I haven't heard them singing it lately, but the song still, I got it. I can pick it up anytime I get ready. It's in my heart. The song says, looking for my blessings in the word of God, looking for my blessing in the word of God. Oh, I'm looking in the word of God, looking in the word of God. Church, I'm looking for my healing in the word of God. Looking for my healing in the word of God. Yes, I'm looking in the word of God. Looking in the word of God. Yes, I'm looking for my deliverance in the word of God. Looking for my deliverance in the word of God. Church, I'm looking in the word of God. I'm looking, yeah, in the word of God. That's because I am in agreement with God. Amen. Amen. Dr. Hunter? Dr. Hunter?
Can you hear me?
No, I hear you now.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for coming on the radio tonight and the guests that you had. Does he have a word you want to say?
Sir?
I said, does he have a word you want to say? Anybody who got something want to say? But I want to thank God for your word tonight and for all you're doing. I'm going to ask all this to pray for the people over there in the United Kingdom where 20 people less than 2 hours ago lost their lives. We just got to stay connected in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the living God. He's a great God. And so we just want to give God the glory, and we just want to say, I will see y'all next Monday night. Peace of God be with you. Amen.
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 Good night.
Good night. God bless.
Be blessed.
That's what I'm doing. God, here's Mr. Carl. Let's go, please, sir.